And it is 9 a.m. in the West Coast, it is 12 noon in the East Coast, and it is 7 p.m. in Jerusalem, Israel. Today is August 26, 2015, and this is Orly Benny Davis, and this is The Impossible Truth. Today on BBS Radios, we are going to talk about the immigration situation in Europe and how the summer finds everybody between tourists and local people and all the immigrants. We have a humanitarian crisis that, you know, we might have some people that take care of business. We don't know, but we just hope. And on top of everything, we're going to remember to pray for all the children that are going back to school and all those children that don't have a chance to go back because their houses are shattered by the war in Syria, Lebanon, where the trash is all over the place and, you know, no order is in sight. Looks like that they're getting, you know, some kind of a summer style spring themselves too. So let's see what we can do to clear the mind and see if we have a good word of advice for those in need. God bless you. I'm really happy to be here today, and I'm really thankful for all you listening because it's a very challenging time. And we know that we talk and so much noise is being done. You know, they just made in Israel one new chief of police, and noise about the fact that he was a military man. And he used to be serving on the military when there was, you know, in 2006, when there was the Lebanon Second War. And the idea is, it doesn't matter. He's an organizational man who knows order and knows safety and knows security. He's the perfect guy, actually, to understand, the confine. So sometimes all this mud that has been thrown at people, it's really nonsense. Try to focus on the fact. Don't pay attention to the news, to the noise. Now, the news coming from our side will let us understand a little more about the immigration situation in Europe. Let's listen to this.
Germany's chancellor fired the latest warning today as European leaders seem to grow more wary of immigrants, both from inside Europe and outside. Mark Phillips has more.
It's a political ad in this month's election in Sweden. You don't have to speak the language to understand the message. An elderly white Swedish woman is being threatened by burqa-clad Muslim women. The ad was considered so offensive it was banned. But the right-wing Swedish Democratic Party made such significant gains in the elections on an anti-immigration platform that others came out to protest.
There are a lot of people here in Sweden that does not agree with the things that has happened.
A wave of anti-immigrant sentiment is sweeping across Europe. The forced expulsion from France of 8,000 Romanian gypsies so far this year is just the most visible example.
This is a situation I had thought Europe would not have to witness again after the Second World War.
And in Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel, sensing the public mood, today hardened her stand against immigrants who failed to adopt German values, code for Muslims. They have to obey our laws, she said, including the laws on the rights of women. As recent waves of immigration, legal and illegal, have come in from Eastern Europe and from Africa and the Middle East, public opinion polls have shown a demand for stricter controls. Majorities from the mid-60% range to the mid-80s have been calling for tighter borders.
Governments have seen the polls. They realize that the general public feel that governments are losing control. And so there has been, I think, a number of rather desperate attempts to appear strong to populations.
Yet the migrants are still arriving, these by boat in Spain. And the anti-immigrant reaction is still growing. Mark Phillips, CBS News, London.
So thank you for CBS News London on the anti-immigration feeling that is sweeping across the European continent, which is understood because they're talking about hundreds of thousands of people that have no resources and they are refugees, obviously, and they are coming. And the idea is to keep them where they belong in their countries. But for some reason, we have all those terrorist activity on the ground that for some reason we have no clue how to control, apparently, because we are creating devastation. Okay, so let's think it over. When you have some groups, you know, guerrillas, are going to a controlling area, like they did in Africa, are we going to just let them have a part of the Middle East? Well, it's not going to happen, you know, in the long run. If they are leaving the countries and leaving empty spot, you know, Israel will have to defend its border. And sure enough, they will try, you know, to, like they do, well, recently, they'll try to push the limit. And then they're going to feel the very, very strong hands of the defense force that Israeli has. So I suggest that we take control of the base of the problem is the terrorist activity on the ground. So we won't have to leave for so much immigration. But, you know, Angela Merkel is making amends, and God bless her for that. And more of that, she's working against the anti-immigration feeling, and she said she won't stand for that. So we are very happy on that. Let's go on and see if we can listen to some more of immigration, you know, sound bites that I prepared for you.
I really believe that it's 5 minutes to 12 when it comes to the danger of the Islamization of our continent, of Europe, indeed of the West.
Now, welcome, Geert Wilders. As we just heard 1 year ago, you said in an interview with a colleague of mine, it's 5 minutes to 12 when it comes to the Islamization of the continent. Tell me first shortly, what's the time now?
It's still a few minutes to 12, maybe 4 minutes to 12, because the Islamization is continuing. Only in my country we had 140,000 immigrants last year. But there's also good news. Parties like my party are getting stronger. My party won, became second largest of party of the Netherlands in the European elections last year. There is also a lot amount of people, normal people, that fear the Islamization and really want the government
to act. So a lot of people trying to stop the clock going?
Well, more people, not a majority yet, but more people than ever are supporting parties like mine that want to fight for freedom and stop the Islamization of our societies.
You've compared Islamization with a tsunami. Why is that?
Well, because the amount of the influx of both the mass immigration from Islamic countries and also the demographic changes are enormously. For instance, we have in the Netherlands today, we have 1 million people from Islamic background, and there were not even 100 some decades, 100 years ago. So it's really went very fast, very quick, and nobody really thought unlike the last few years, what the changes meant. And the public is dissatisfied with it.
But how many of this million people represents to you a problem?
I have nothing against the people. I have nothing against Muslims. Let me make it very clear. I even acknowledge the fact that the majority of the Muslims in Denmark and Holland and Europe are law-abiding people. But still, I propose a ban of the immigration from Muslim countries, because I know that the more Islam, the more the Islamic ideology, which doesn't want to assimilate or integrate, but wants to submit and to dominate a society, the more they come, the stronger it becomes, the less freedom we will get, and the less pleasant our countries will become.
If we take an overview over the whole of Europe, 25 million Muslims are living around Europe. How many are we talking about being a problem here?
Yes. Well, in the whole of Europe, if you look besides the European Union, the numbers are higher. It's 50 million Muslims today. And it will be doubled in a few decades' time. In the year 2025, one out of three children born in Europe will be born out of Muslim parents. So with the immigration and the demography, it's going very fast. And once again, I'm not saying that those people are problems. I have nothing against people, against Muslims, but the
religion, that's
a
problem.
Yes, well, I see it not so much as a religion. I see it more as a totalitarian ideology, for Islam really wants to submit, wants to dominate our societies, doesn't want to be part of our society like Christianity or Judaism, which are originally part of our societies. So if this becomes stronger, you know that Islam, you know that the Quran, you know that Sharia law, which is part of the Islam, has nothing to do with freedom, has nothing to do with the rule of law. Sharia means that women, that homosexuals, that everybody who is not a Muslim
still
will pay a very high price.
But still, Mr. Willis, I'm asking, who's the problem here?
Well, not only the people. Like I said, we have nothing against the people. We have something against the ideology. Mm. The problem
But some people represent this ideology.
Of course, people tend to believe in it. And the biggest problem we face today is not only the immigration from Muslim countries and the demography, but also our weak leaders, the leaders of our countries, like the Netherlands and other countries.
But again, what's the number of people we're talking about here?
Well, an enormous amount of people. Like I said, 50 million people are living in Europe today. And I assure you that even though the majority of the people in our societies today are non-violent, are not terroristic, are not criminals, that the sooner the numbers are increasing, if a society will stay 20, 30, 40% out of Muslims, an entire society will change. It will cost us our freedom. You already see it today, even here in Denmark. I believe that in the city of Copenhagen a few years ago, I saw a report that 80% of the crimes were committed by immigrants, most of them Muslim. It's the same in the Netherlands. So you see, unfortunately, a change for the worse when it comes to crime, when it comes to intolerance, when it comes to the beating of gays, and for instance, the city of Amsterdam, when it comes to the governments that are giving in and that are stopping the freedom of speech in our societies.
Sorry to interrupt you,
yes.
but how many are we talking about here? How many represent this problem?
Well, a lot. There was many surveys.
What's a lot from your point of view?
Millions. Tens of millions. There was a survey.
What about this tens of millions?
Please, you ask me a question. I want to finish my answer. In the Netherlands, there was a survey that one out of three Muslim youth wanted to install Sharia. In the United Kingdom, we had a survey that 30-40% of the Muslim students there said that they want to get rid of democracy, also want to install the caliphate, want to install the Sharia. You see the same numbers in Sweden, and even in your own country, Denmark. You see that it's still a minority, but a huge amount of Muslims really want a different society than the democratical society that we have today. And as long as they become, are not a minority, but as soon as they start becoming stronger, they will, I'm sure, change their tune, and it will be too late to fight back.
And if you were the one to decide, then what should happen to all these people, to these millions of Muslims?
Well, the people are already in our societies and don't want to go back to their countries on a voluntary basis. I have a very clear message. Mm. If you abide by our laws, if you abide by our values, by our rule of law, by our constitution, you are very welcome to stay, and you are equal as anybody else. And we will even help you.
How many do you expect could abide this?
Yes, but let me please finish my question. So if you abide by all the laws and values, you are welcome to stay. But if you don't, if you commit a crime, if you start thinking about jihad or Sharia, then it's very clear we will send you away, we will send you packing, we will strip you of the Dutch or Danish nationality, and we will send you away. So it's a red line, abide by the rules, and you are welcome to stay, and if you don't, we will send you away the same day, and at the same time, we want to stop of the immigration from Muslim countries, from any Muslim countries to our societies.
How many do you expect to abide the law?
Well, unfortunately, you will see, even here in your country, Denmark, 70% of the population in your prisons consist of people from Islamic background. In Holland, it's unfortunately not so much different. You see all over Europe, if you look at the statistics, so it's not an opinion, I'm talking about facts, that if you look at the crime rates, that people from Morocco, Algeria, other countries are unfortunately, I wish it was different,
what would you do to all these people? What would you do to all these people?
Well,
I mean, we're talking about millions of people. Are you going to send them out of Europe?
If they abide by our laws, if they don't commit crimes, if they don't start acting like Sharia or jihad, they are once again welcome to stay. And we will even help them to integrate by giving their money for education whatsoever. But if they don't, there's only one solution, and that is to send them away out of our countries immediately. And this is the only way and the only language, unfortunately, that is needed. If it was not a few minutes to 12, but a few minutes to 9 p.m., we could decide otherwise, but we cannot afford to do so anymore. We have been talking too long. Now we have to start acting in a tougher way.
And again, the number? What's the
Well, like I said, if I talk about the numbers, which 70% of the prisons, many people wanting to implement the Sharia or the Caliphate, that are denouncing democracy. You are talking about millions now, and unfortunately, it will increase if we don't stop the immigration and if we don't start acting against people who act against our free societies and our values and rule of law.
Geert Wilders, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, you did well. All right, this is Orly Benny Davis with Impossible Truth. Some music doesn't hurt anyway. That was Jarrett Wilder from Denmark, which is saying something very clear. And let's not try to take it to the dimension of what they want from the Muslim or the Muslim phobic or whatever. Let's talk Turkey. And you know you're going to get it from me here, and I'm not kidding. I have no problem with my half brothers, Arabs, Muslims, and of course my Christian brothers. I want to make amends with everybody to sit and get along, okay? Yeah, the end of the days that say that we're going to sit with, the wolf will sit with a sheep, everything will be nice, and they're going to melt their weapon into clouds. If I cannot quote the Bible correctly yet, I'll learn. Anyway, the idea is like that. You all coming to Europe right now. In Europe, it's a Western atmosphere. It's a Western country. They are really, really dressed nice, behave nice. Everything is in order. They welcome you to come. They want you to come and to stay. They predict that there's going to be a lot of coming. But there is one rule. If you think to have any Sharia law, if you have any ideas of caliphate, or if the Muslim wants to think that they can control whatever atmosphere they're going to live in somebody else's country, Gerrit Wilder say you cannot. And that's the red line is putting in the sand from Denmark. And I heard that these Netherlands was mentioned too. I don't know if they agreed upon it. But the idea is if the European Union really will start talking about the atmosphere that wants to live as a unit. You know, you can talk about the atmosphere as economic atmosphere, social atmosphere, religious atmosphere, of all kind of. Why don't you touch base with what important? The belief system of the people in the region. And if you tell them, Claire says, when you sign in, make them sign it, the petition, to say that anybody who moved to this country or to the European nation would have to sign that they are respecting. We don't say anything of obeying, changing, or no forcing. You are respecting and not trying to take over. That will be a change. Now, all the most of the Muslims are peace-loving human beings, and we know that. You know, they have such a tradition. They have great family life. The only problem is those hundreds of thousands, because there are many that are becoming to be very extremist, that they are ruining the fabric of their society. And they are trying to ruin the fabric of our society. And I really feel that we have to understand that we cannot do that, okay? And they need to understand that it's time to call it quits. Nothing you can do about it. The European will not tolerate it. And, of course, the rest of the world is a little sick and tired of that. And I want to answer also to the other clip that I put, that somebody was mentioning that there was a little picture that was drawn about, Muslim woman beating a Western woman. Let's correct that picture. Let's put on top the Dome of the Rock, the holiest of all, where women should, really, really watch out where they're walking, because it's a holy ground they're on. And that picture of that woman in a scarf and veil, whatever they call it, beating up a Jewish girl, not a woman. I don't think they'll try to beat the women, because the women, those are very protective of themselves. And, of course, the police will stop them. But to catch a kid in a side and beat them or give them, punch them, and before the godliest places in the universe, I think that we have to call it by this, by the name. It's impossible to say, but it's the truth. Okay, so you guys have to get a hold of your, gangs, put the strain on everybody, and start reversing maneuver, because this boat is, it's headed nowhere. So you guys make sure you want to come back to humanity and to the Western world. And you have the Saudis. I'm sure that they are coming, very well in the recent weeks, even though that they are very upset about the situation in Iran. And Iran, for God's sake, okay, we're talking about society, and we're talking about the immigrants that are coming to Europe. Now we have a situation where there is a regime that, it's like insanity, saying no matter what deal we cut, we want to annihilate, kill the Jewish state. All right. So when somebody threatens you like this, this is a direct threat. I can say that by all means of record and being, we understand that this is about the first violation of the treaty accord that signed but not was ratified by Congress yet. We have to understand that when they announce that they want to elevate the world from the Holy Land, from the people that's supposed to be the custodian of the holy people and holy site, and bring some light to the nation, they actually understand one very factor. They understand that the power of light is incredible. And the only way that they can put the world into the dark ages, to the dawn, is by taking the light away. So the light to the whole nation, it's like, just think about batteries. Don't think about anything else. Anything else in the world. Think that, light reflects energy, reflects resources, reflects what you can do with. When they take it away, it means that they'll take away what you can do, and that's where the world is going backwards. Now, to dismantle the world, we said before, it's easy. And to go back to the Iranian quote, which is the first violation, very bold violation in the face of all nations, and everybody will admit to it, that once you threaten to do harm to another country, when we just signed a treaty with you, it means that you are false, you did something not in good intent, and you have no intention to keep it. So that piece of deal is worth much as the paper it's written on. And I would call upon all American, resources to stop any funding to your country. And I will say that the world is put you on guard to watch out for what you say next, because the clock is ticking. And, I mentioned it before I did mention it, that the Jewish people have a queen, Esther, which was the queen of Persia. She was the queen of Persia. She was married to the king of Persia, Iran. Okay? We had a Jewish queen. She was our Cinderella. And we still have a tomb there for her. You guys have still in Iran have a tomb. And it will be really pity to bomb it up once we take care of business, right? So let's all go back. And I'm serious. Once you start hearing the banging of the war of, you guys are gonna make sure that the Jewish people does not exist, means that the light of upon nation should, you want to put the world in darkness. Because the work, the duty that we're supposed to conduct are not going to be conducted, you guys are going to be on watch. And I'm saying that the last one that you just said just broke the deal, okay? So if I supported any kind of deal with respect to have a deal with the honesty, I can call you today and I can call everybody else, because I will second always with the President of America. But I would call him today to make sure that he announced that they broke the deal, because they broke the deal by announcing a threat. The audacity of that such threat. Of course, you got the English inside. Actually, I know that the English are very good, so you better watch out, of doing wrong. And the Russian are doing business, and trust me, we have a lot of Russian here that can talk. A sweetie cake to all of them. All right? So you guys don't feel so safe on your high horse, because you fell long time ago from that. All right. So this is for Iran. With all my love, take my advice. Get back, get back. Apologize. Say that it wasn't in your regime. It's a change. Change in venue, guys. You don't want to be the first to go, right? Because Queen Esther does deserve her honor. All right, let's go to some music, Italian music on our Wednesday for Italy.
Certo che rivederti ancora adesso in qualche brivido.
And we are back on BBS Radio, the best place to be for people, for the people talking news, because we are the people here that want to make the world better. We are the people here that going to insist that the world is going to be better. And we are the people here that we're going to watch for everything, and we're going to tell you about everything, and we are not going to give up until this boat gonna go to safety, and we are gonna get and kumbaya, be kumbaya. Because really, I miss the summer in Italy, where you can go on the beaches, have a great ice cream, walk with the kids, have a fantastic time, and enjoy the music and the wind in your hair. Come on, guys, it's enough with this war routine. I don't know how many years that we are suffering from war constant. It will be the third world war anyway, because we've been in war forever now, and we're exhausted. not exhausted physically, because you cannot, not mentally and not spiritually, because we still have the God-given will and blessing and belief and the truth, faith, that God is wonderful. But we are just saying, you know, it's enough. Time to skip. This generation needs to get to be children again, not just the people running to shelter, running from boogeymen that comes on truck with loaded gun. What a shameful existence. What a shameful existence to those men. That's the best you can do with your free time. That's the best you Muslim guys can do. I know Muslim where they go work hard. They bring people together. They make party. They love people. And they treat us so nice. I don't know who's those people. They're not Muslim. They're some brand of something. Trust me. Because those Muslims were great. And I can smell the coffee still. And seriously. Those people were all over. You go to Eastern Jerusalem, you find them running around with juice to give to the people there to sell it. You know, they need to sell. And all those garments that in the marketplace that are beautiful with the colors. What's wrong with you guys that, you know, we need to be afraid to go by the market? I want to go shop like I used to. When I used to be a kid, I would shop there. Well, you know, you go to school. And then you pass by the market. It was a must thing. Now it's must not, right? What a shame. Anyway, let's go to some more immigration information about Europe, because it's really scary what's going on there. Let's go.
The BNP's censored party political broadcast cartoon is now an online, underground smash hit. Nothing can stop the truth, because the internet has broken for good the power of the controlled media to dictate what you can see, hear and think. And freedom of speech is back with a bang. Our cartoon is so massively popular because it's a breath of fresh air after years of stifling politically correct censorship. Everyone enjoys us poking fun. Politically correct elite crooks who've broken Britain. But in truth, immigration isn't a laughing matter, because immigration hasn't happened by accident.
All right, that was such a hard piece to understand, you know, from all perspective, and I can say that I'm usually very good in understanding what the other is trying to say. And of course, you know, it's always sexy to say, you know, the European dirty secrets on immigration, blah, blah, blah. But, and the conspiracy theory behind this. Guys, that's not relevant right now. We need to come to action to see what we're doing to save the economy globally. And what we're going to do right now, we want to thank everybody that, you know, took a deep breath and didn't sell everything that they have in order for the goods of the world. Of course, it's not going to be easy for China, but we need to see how we're going to solve that too. We don't want her to fall either. You understand? We need to work on some method to bring everybody along, because if China vote to and still flood global economy, that, you know, that there is so much stuff that still needs to be done. I think they made a mess. Because they wanted to do something very quickly. They called the China raising, 20 years raising, the slow raising, right? But the truth is wasn't any slowing, you know, to raise 5-6% or 8% a year. In 20 years, it's really crazy, okay? I don't know if it's 20 years, but in the relevance of how fast they grow. And whoever The first lesson in economy that every American will tell you about everything in your life, and it doesn't matter if you're, you know, if it's your social time, if it's your family time, or if it's your economical, don't spread yourself too thin. It means you need to have some gist in the background, you know, the backbone to fall on. And that's so American to understand it, so even though that, you know, with the credit card routine, they actually, you know, put that theory to rest. But the idea is China grow real fast. And not just this, the Chinese government were investing in the economy, and which is good. They put the money, they fixed the value of the money, they wanted it to be stronger than it was actually hard. So they become actually a partner to the economy of their own state. So they double gem themselves. And on top of everything, on with the money on the front, and I said it before, they did not go out to the safe ground, to America or to places like even, I don't know, in Europe or anything. I'm not sure about the investment there. But they put the investment in very, very long-range, you know, strategies. And when you have a long range, you better have oil to feed the, you know, the machine. And the oil in the machine ran empty on American, you know, because American business quit buying, you know, checkbook needs to balance, not the national balance, because they never, for some reason, American are so good that they cannot balance the balance of the budget. Wow, that's scary. Anyway, at the end of the day, we're all dancing in the same ball game. And the fact that China wanted to take her money, the Germany and the BRIC nations to go elsewhere. That's like saying, you know, we took everything what you own, and now we're going to take it away and invest them. And sure enough, you know, it's happened to everyone. What goes around comes around. It disappears, baby. And they lost, and it's not good. They will have to come to term and see what they can do. There's some smart guy that can solve it, or smart people. What I know is right now we're thinking, we're all collecting data. So hold your breath, you know, we keep on going, we'll get through it. Donald Trump, you know, he's right when he says we need to take control over China. Yes, because he knows what they did. Let's hope that we can take control of the situation, because it's going to influence everybody. And really, we're not going to Stone Age again. Okay, let's enjoy some music that will remind us that there is, you know, there is a beautiful world after this rainbow, right? Or over the rainbow, that's what they call it, yes. All right, let's listen to some music, Doug, and we'll be right back after that.
Stasera sono qui e vorrei trovare un senso alle parole, per capire in questo mondo come vivere e lottare senza perdersi.
And this is Orly Benny Davis with The Impossible Truth. It's a fabulous Wednesday with Italian music. I decided to dedicate this to Italy because, you know, Italians don't speak much of English, even though that we all know them all over the world, the Italian in America, the Italian in the rest of the world, and they are really, really friendly, and they're really, really fun they are great cooks and they're great lovers and they're great singers and they're great players and they're fantastic. Now, what happens sometimes, you know, they become, the people in charge become greedy and then they drop the ball. I guess that if you talk about mistake with God, because I don't know mistakes, you know, people to people, it's not something you can say because it's behind our saying. But what we say with God is like, why God will punish? And we as Jewish people, we always, you know, this is the month of asking for forgiveness and the Jewish faith. And when we do that, we ask what we did wrong and what's the basics. So we have to go back again to the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments, guys, that's the basic. And, you know, when they said, you know, that you'll not have whatever, you should understand that it's for real. It's not, you know, a suggestion. Just start keeping those rules. It's not big deal. It's not, you know, we want to have a better life before God. So he will forgive us sometimes, and, you know, we want his help. And we understand that, you know, when I talked about God, you know, it seems like everybody's saying, oh, you're talking like you know him. No, I know the rules. I've been educated by people who knows the rules of Judaism upside and down, and I know what it means to be faithful and how you cannot stop being faithful for a second, because you are you will lose your way. It's like directional gyros on the plane. Trust me, when you fly over the ocean and you're in the little plane, you know, that makes noise. You can hear the noise of the motor. And there is blue everywhere. You don't know which side is up. Trust me, you're sitting, you're upright, and you still think that you might go, you know, in the right, the other direction. So you keep your eyes on the ball to keep steady, and you keep a gyro, your eyes, you know, you watch the gyro, directional gyro to where you're going. So keep your eyes on the ball, guys. There is the Ten Commandments, very easy to remember. Peace, peaceful coexistence, just for start, for your area, for your thing. Don't listen to the noise, to the threat, and all to who, how, the war is coming, the thing. No. We can overcome it, but we need faith. And the faith is to go to the cross, you know, on those waters that are stormy waters. All right? So I'm your friend to help us all go through it. So call me anytime if you want, if you need. You can email, and you can check our, you know, BBS Radio, the Impossible Truth page on Facebook and say like. That will be nice. I would like to know who our my listeners are. And as far as that, we will run out of time, no time. So let me have another song, another music, because I don't want to start talking about, you know, the election right now, the end of the show. It will be saved for Monday. Because on Sunday, we're going to start talking about how you pray and how you change your way in the world. Let's listen to that.
Passerà, questa notte passerà, e forse torneremo ad amarci. Impazzirai, lo so che impazzirai, perché non ci basta il tempo, perché nulla basta mai. Anche se in fondo il nostro amore usiamo stupide parole, perché è stupido chi pensa che non serva anche il dolore. E siamo vicini ma lontani, e troppi tentativi.
Yes, and this is Orly Benny Davis. I know I always miss, you know, I'm on the end of the show and there's so much to talk about. And there are something that we need to do is, you know, wrap up this program for today. And, you know, there are so many gestures of kindness that people can do. And there was one incredible one on one of the Jimmy Kimmel show, you know, the people that pass by, you know, a little, the doll of SpongeBob, and, you know, didn't care to help him out. And they were filmed that. And sure enough, yeshiva Jewish boys came to the rescue. So, you know, keep on the faith, because it always works. It always works, and it will keep you in any time. And, you know, sometimes you'll have to adjust, but what adjustment is, change. And if you take it with love and happiness, you know, say, this is what I got now. Let's see what my adventure in life will be. We can actually overcome everything. So may God bless you. Be well. Be safe. Keep the kids well and make sure that they are study well, because we need a smart, smart generation to keep the peace, you know, to go after, you know, us. God bless them. So this is Orly Benny Davis again. It is Impossible Truth. I love you all, and thank you so much for being here. Until Sunday, goodbye. Take care.
Stasera sono qui e vorrei trovare un senso alle parole per capire in questo mondo come...